Geospatial intelligence tools have become critical to the military when it heads into unfamiliar landscapes around the globe. The Army's Situational Awareness Geospatially Enabled, or SAGE, tools help intelligence analysts quickly identify terrain that could help or hinder a mission. Darren Kona is a principal investigator for the SAGE team at the Army Geospatial Center. He explains what the system is and what advantages it offers.
The SAGE team has developed a set of tools based on doctrine and years of geospatial and operational experience that can analyze geospatial data at whatever resolution is available and provide that information significantly faster than has been done in the past.
Now, you mentioned according to doctrine. What does that mean?
The military doctrine provides information on how to utilize geospatial data to support mission planning, and SAGE is designed to support the doctrine and help users build geospatial products that are based on the Army's doctrine.
Okay, so tell us about the tools themselves. You said they produce geospatial information and analysis faster. What do they consist of? How do they work?
So we have two suites of tools in SAGE. One suite of tools is designed for those who make maps, analyze geospatial data, and produce geospatial products. The other suite of tools is for those who provide intelligence to support mission planning.
Okay, so give us an idea of how they work.
So they work within an existing user interface. It works inside of S3's ArcGIS software.
That's a commercial package that overlays all of this?
That's correct.
If you're a map maker, say, for the Army, and you have Esri, you probably are familiar with it if you're a map maker, because I think almost every map maker is probably familiar with that package. What additional capabilities come with the tool set from SAGE?
It allows a person to quickly analyze data that's available near worldwide at any resolution in a rapid and consistent manner.
So, in other words, you can get a closer-up view of terrain than you might be able to with other types of imagery?
That's correct. So it helps you design analytical products that are based on the understanding of the environment. How does the land use land cover? How does the terrain impact military operations?
Now, a lot of areas, say in North America or places where the Army has been a lot, they probably have old surveys and a lot of detailed information. What about areas where there isn't so much survey or some detailed data? How does the information at a high resolution get created? How does the data get created that gives the high resolution?
Right. So the way these tools are designed is it allows analysts to work with data that's readily available. And we get data from the National Geospatial Agency at 30-meter resolution. We begin our analysis at that level, and as high-resolution information becomes available, the analyst can produce better products, high-resolution products.
So 30 meters is like a 30 by 30 area.
That's correct.
So that could pick up buildings and depressions in the earth that might not be picked up on surveys, or I guess it comes from satellite imagery?
That's correct. It can pick up large footprints of large buildings and terrain. That's correct.
Okay, and then on the intelligence side, are they also using Esri with the overlay of your tools?
That's right. So these tools are not meant to be used alone. They are meant to be used with near real-time data that's provided through satellites, so you understand what's below the analysis, what is really on the ground, what's present on the ground.
And are they using them in theater, or is it something that they might be using, say, in a garrison or base and sending out data to people that are forward?
Yeah, so it is used in full spectrum of military operations, stateside and overseas, in both combat and non-combat operations.
We're speaking with Darren Kona. He is a principal investigator for the Situational Awareness Geospatially Enabled team at the Army Geospatial Center. And as people are in the field, say, whether they're doing an intelligence analysis or they're operators, you know, kinetic operators, is there a way that they can discover new things about a particular area topographically or geospatially and get that data baked back into the tool?
That's right. So it allows the user to understand an environment that they may not have been in before. The tools provide an analytic capability that allows you to analyze terrain in a way in which the satellite image or raw data does not provide that understanding. So once we analyze that information, it creates a product that becomes more useful for understanding the environment, whether how the environment is going to impact, say, movement of my vehicles through a certain type of terrain.
How do these tools get developed? I mean, do you have a team of software programmers? I mean, what's the process here?
Yeah, so we have a team of software programmers. We also have on our team people who have come from the operational units with years of operational experience. And we also collaborate with West Point.
So they have students there that are working on this also?
We also have cadets at West Point who help us. And we have ORSEN, the systems department of systems engineering at West Point. We collaborate with the instructors at the systems engineering department in the operations research community at West Point.
All right. So what has the response been from your customer community for these tools?
Overall, SAGE has received great response by Army units. Feedback we have received indicates an overwhelmingly positive response to SAGE tools, verifying SAGE as a solution to the legacy capability gap of arduous terrain analysis.
And is there a mobile component to this? I mean, can they take it right out to the field?
Not at this time. Those are some of the tools we have designed for the future release of SAGE tools.
Okay, what else do you have planned? Where would you like this whole tool set to be, say, a year from now?
A year from now, I would like to see these tools being made available on vehicles, on a mounted platform. I could even see Army units using it on their handhelds.